Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Down and Dirty with me. I'm Idaho Beau, and
I'm Vivacious Vic. Hello, everybody.
hi, Vic.
Hi.
I love you, Vicky.
I love you both.
So, this has been one of the most wonderful experiences of my life, being able to share our knowledge and, dare I say, our wisdom, not only in the garden, but also from our hearts. And Vicky and I, after long, heartfelt going within deliberations, have decided that this will be our last episode of Down and Dirty, at least for the time being. And so we're going to open the phones in a little bit, but first we just wanted to do a little chat back and forth and just to say thank you to everybody. Vicky, what would you like to add?
I would like to add that I've learned a lot about myself and overcome some ambivalence about being heard and hearing my own voice and seeing me on screen as we do these podcasts. But it's been a really rewarding experience to offer, definitely from our heart. And from my heart, my experiences in these 70 years, almost 70 years of walking on this planet, and the importance of staying connected to this planet. And this has really helped Bo and I reconfigure, up our game, elevate, and help to consciously elevate anybody willing to take on the role of personal sovereignty, gardening, self, really radical self development is what we're hoping to impart. So thank you all you listeners, and thank you all of our subscribers.
I
And thank you to all the guest speakers that we've had the pleasure of interviewing, which has been really, really empowering.
it has been, and I'd also like to thank, let us not forget, BBS Don, his twin brother Doug, and our lovely Thomas, who's the engineer. He's with us every time we've come on the air. We love them all, and I'm just going to say it, Vic, because it's one of the reasons that we've decided to probably we're changing our game a little bit. Is it has to do with the little green pieces of paper that we call money, with the pyramids and the eyes and the whole nine on them. And we had the intention from the very beginning of our show to be self-sustaining. And unfortunately, that hasn't worked out. We do have some very wonderful subscribers who have been true to us from the very beginning, and we thank you, thank you, thank you immensely. Vicky and I have known each other for close to 15 years, and we have offered many different iterations of trying to help people learn about gardening and about food and about self-sufficiency and sovereignty. We, at one point, we, when I lived in Boise, we had, it wasn't a business because we didn't charge anything, but we offered people classes. We were called the Gurus of Gardening. So, we're up leveling all the time, and we've even been talking about starting a YouTube channel. It's nothing in the, it's nothing at all in for sure, but we're talking about it. And then we would be able to give classes and garden walks and foraging walks and just sharing more. So that could be in our future. What say you, Vic?
Well, we'll keep in touch as our next creative our next creation percolates to the top, because we do. Bo and I talk every single day for at least an hour each time,
We
and
can
we
have a
laugh
show
and
every time.
giggle. Yeah, and we laugh and we giggle and we invent and we create and we discuss all of the world issues that affect all of us in the trickle-down theory. And our whole goal is to come from the ground up, not from the top down, right? And we got to be on top of ourselves in order to do that and be really connected to this earth. And that is my main focus right now as we move into the deep, dark part of winter, which I think I'll segue off just for a second here, because, oh yeah,
Before
go
you
ahead.
do, I just want to give the numbers so people
Oh
can
yeah.
start occupying the phone lines. So the toll-free number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. The direct line, which is also if you're calling internationally, is 323 744-4831. Again, that's 323-744-4831. Apologies for the interruption. Take it away, Vic.
Oh, not at all, because we would love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your voice again, say goodbye for a little while, hear about what's going on in your neck of the woods as far as, our ground hasn't frozen yet, which is way past due. I talked to a couple different people this week. My alyssum's still blooming, my California poppies are still blooming. I just harvested all my beets, but all my leeks, they're kind of snuggled in with some leaves, but they're still growing. And a friend of mine yesterday said, my geraniums are still blooming. This is unheard of at this time of year. And I know Bo has a few things in her garden that are still thriving. And so what I'm talking about is witnessing a shift in either our relationship to the sun, or I don't really know, but there's a lot of change going on just based on that with weather patterns and climate and moving into, I don't know what. I really don't have an explanation for anything other than just witnessing a very elongated growing season.
Well, we are in a La Nina, which is the opposite of El Nino, boys and girls, which means it's going to be a very wet winter in the northern hemisphere. And we had probably 2 inches of snow here this week, but the temperature went up. It's in the 40s now. It's 49 right now. Holy cow.
Yeah, it's
And it's
nuts.
raining, and so there's just little pieces of snow here and there, which my schnauzer, when we're on walks, she's got to sniff everyone. But yeah, I wanted to add to, one of the purposes is to bring more light into the world. That's one of the purposes that Vicky and I have also done, that is to bring light. And we've always we Together, like I said, we've had many iterations of teaching and planning, and we're just up leveling all the time. And so, talking about the seasons, going back to that, is we're headed into the winter solstice. And throughout antiquity, and again, that's arguable, or we are not on linear time. That is something that's made up. So I refer to the movie Everything Everywhere All at Once because it's circular. But our ancestors, there's not any known civilizations that did not feel that the winter solstice was the most important day of the linear year. And that was because on the solstice, that is when the sun returns. In other words, Here in the north, Vicky's a little bit further south. It's dark here by 4 o'clock, pitch black. And on the 22nd, the days will start to get longer and longer. And then, we can talk about, oh my gosh, it's time to get the seed catalogs out, which I heard you got a great gift, Vic. Maybe you want to talk
Just,
about that.
yeah, Janice, who we interviewed about 3 shows ago, she brought over this week Baker Creek seed catalog, and it is so beautiful and so inspiring. And Baker Creek is a really, really good, well-known heirloom, especially seed
Yeah.
catalog. So yeah, we start getting excited already, and we haven't even finished. We haven't even finished with last year's garden or this year's garden.
I found Baker Creek. So years ago, I used to go to these lectures called Turtle Talks in when I lived in Boise, and people were talking about heirloom seeds, and I was already a gardener. And so I looked him up and I found Baker Creek. And so I was growing heirloom seeds, oh gosh, 15 years ago. No, more than that, when I was married, which is a long time ago. And if you're interested, their website, I believe, is rareseeds.com. But you can find the Baker or the what's it called again? The whole seed catalog? Is that what it's called, Vic?
I don't know what
Anyway,
you.
I know they have them at like the natural grocery stores and stuff like that. Or
Oh, right.
you can go to their website, and it is amazing. Not only do they have just all the seeds, they have recipes, there's pictures, there's ways to use. They sell loofah seeds. They sell everything from all over the world, all kinds of amaranths and things that you would never even consider growing. So yeah, that's kind of a geeking out on the seeds. But yeah, I'm getting anxious because I get a little tiny space this year where I live. I
Nice.
talked to my manager of my apartments and
Nice.
I get a space, so it's going to be more. I also have, the plethora of pots in my front yard, but I'll have a little space too. So that's cool.
Well, we talked about as we're closing our show, we're also closing out with the holidays and the gift-giving season that really, really goes ape shit this time of year. And so I wanted to share some of the things that I propagated this summer and harvested with the intention of creating gifts to give to family and friends. So I just wanted to go through some of the things that I am working on right now. One was in the end of June, 1st of July, Bo and I both harvested our chives and made chive vinegar. And all it is putting chive, those beautiful purple chive blossoms, in vinegar, sealing it up. That was what, almost 6 months ago. And I just strained it out. And it is the most gorgeous purple, light purple color. And it tastes divine. I've been making salad dressings with it. So that's one gift that I've bottled up. I just finished doing my last batch of sun-dried tomatoes. I make my own sun-dried tomatoes with my garlic and my fresh basil when I have it. I had just finished and just ordered off of Amazon my packing materials to as a gift for my tea bags that has lemon balm, lavender, hops. What's the other one? Lemon balm,
Chamomile,
lavender,
chamomile.
and chamomile, all grown on my property, all organic. And so I've got these delicious, sleepy time tea bags that everybody's getting. I've got 2 huge Ziploc bags full of raisins off of our grapevines that I dehydrated. I've got 5 jars of fermented garlic, which this is the first time I've ever done this. And it's really smelling up my refrigerator because you got to keep it in the refrigerator. But it's a good smell. And I look in there and I go, oh boy, this is going to be fun to use and to give to people. And for Thanksgiving, I made a pumpkin pie out of the little pumpkin pie, the pie pumpkins that my daughter next door grows. Delicious, so easy, and so healthy. And like I said, I still have leeks in the garden to dig, and I'm going to boil down my beets later today and finish up with that. And that's the end of the garden. But it's also my gifts to people, you know? And so I love this. I love this aspect of what we're doing, what we're about. And I know Bo has a whole list of stuff that she's working on.
I do. And just to you were talking about the whole gift giving thing, and I was talking to my niece right before the show. And she goes, well, I've got to go Christmas shopping today. I go, she said it just like that. I go, you've got to? She goes, yeah, I've got to. And I go, oh, really? And I did say, it's a sad state of affairs that we've gotten to that point where we feel obligated to go to the store and keep the machine running and buy. And I mean, ever since I was a teenager, I've always made gifts. I'm not saying I've never bought anything, but I've always made gifts. This is what's coming out of my kitchen. Not all of it is from my garden, because if you've been listening to our show, I have a very small space right now. But some of it is. I made fire cider. I made elderberry syrup. I also have a very prolific spider plant, so I'm giving spider plant starts. I've been a seed collector for a long time. I'm going to give seed packets. I'm also making tea bags. I have been making lotion bars, lip balms, salves, balms, and moisturizers. And those are all done with infused oils. I generally use olive oil, although I also use jojoba and or almond oil for different things. And that's a lot of that is from plants I've foraged or grown. You infuse them for the in the oil. I made a sweet potato pie for Thanksgiving, but I had a lot of pumpkins myself, and I roasted them. I saved a lot of it back because I feed my dog a scoop of pumpkin in her breakfast, but I made dog treats. And so I'm going to make dog treats for all of the my neighbors who have dogs and my family who have dogs. Fermented foods. Vicky talked about her garlic. I fermented carrots, y'all, they're so good. Fermented carrots are the best. Sweet peppers, dilly beans, green beans, and also cashew cheese. Baking monster cookies. I think Vicky made some monster cookies. Those are great. Have the recipe. I mentioned the pies, and then I harvested a crap load of raspberries this year from my granddaughter's no, excuse me, my niece's garden, and I made raspberry jam. I made pear butter, pear jam, pear apple jam, and plum jam, and they were all from not from my garden, but they were all sourced from friends and family. So yeah, lots of coming out of the kitchen. And I think we have Kelly on the line, Vic.
Yeah, we have three callers online.
Oh, we do?
Yes, so let's take
Wow.
some calls and say hi and goodbye and hear what you're up to.
Are you there, Kelly?
Yes. Hello. Hello, my friends. Hello,
Hello.
love. Can you hear me? Oh, good. Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I told Thomas, I want to share my love. I just want to share my love and thank you both for showing up, for just all the good morsels of gardening and preserving and foraging and sustainable homesteading and sovereignty,
Yes.
and on. And I also wanted to be maybe a little encouragement to say to you both that we need you. need you.
Thank
You
you.
guys have so much knowledge, and I know this is just a for now. It's not a forever, because you're percolating, as you said, Bo, and the creation that you're going to allow to come through is going to be just, it's going to be perfect. And I was feeling into what you both are saying. I'm a city slicker turned rural liver, lit liver. And I've been learning the gardening thing, the home, just all of it. So I'm still a newbie, but I've got more knowledge than I did. And this is just my encouragement to say, I hear the words you say, and it just like, oh, I wanna know how, I wanna know how, I don't know how. So if you guys want to do how-to videos, I would be all over those, all over them.
Yes.
So I'll leave
Yes.
that because I know you got other callers. And I
Thank
wanted
you.
to just say to you, Vicki, that whole gift from the heart, from the land, stop the madness, get out of the flipping stores, just stop the
Yes.
madness, give from the
Yeah.
heart. And I just honor you both for that. And one last thing, for the last number of months, I have been commanding Prime Creation to give us perfect natural weather. So I've been doing that for a long time, and I feel that's
Ooh,
what's showing up.
that's a
So
good one.
we can all do
Yes,
that. I'll do
I
that.
love that.
Yeah. So thank you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you both.
Thank
Love you
you,
too,
Kelly.
Kelly.
We will be in touch.
Yes, we will.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Love you.
Thank
Love
you.
you too. On line two, we have Arrow. Hey, Shelly.
Hola.
Hola, how are you, dear?
Hello.
I'm great. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Of
And
course.
thanks for your show. I haven't had a chance to touch base with you two girls. And last Saturday, I felt your call out, and I tried to give a one-time donation. And the donate button, when I hit it, it came up with subscriptions, and I just feel like I maxed out on my monthly commitment, and then I couldn't donate. But now this week, I'm like, there's a reason I couldn't get it done, because I'm really feeling when I listen to you guys talk, it's like, oh, they're not done. There is just something else. There is just something else. And I know that you guys are going to keep us all posted. I've
Yes.
been traveling, and I just haven't. I thought I was going to find a homestead because I wanted to be Robin and go, look, look, I did it, I did it. And I just got the travel bug. And so, gosh, I felt the four shows with Q was, I was maxed out four shows a day, and then all the Q trainers started shows, and I just couldn't tune in to everybody. So I found you
Thanks.
coming back in after the summer. I'm back on, and so please, I would like some emails or phone numbers for you ladies. I know, since I'm not subscribed to your show, my understanding was you don't get all of the comments, but somehow the BBS guys have been pushing me through to people. So the girls are getting my information, and we're all staying in contact, because I know I want the two of you on my list of contacts for sure. So
Nice.
thank you.
Maybe on the end of this podcast, I'm happy to put my email, voice it. I mean, it is on our page, but I'm happy to give
Ooh,
my
is it
email,
all okay?
and Bo probably is okay with that too. And then you could jot that down and not have to go looking for it.
Well, I've got your page on, so I will
Okay,
find
good.
it for sure.
Good.
Yep,
Thank you.
I'll find it. Well,
Okay.
thank you. I look forward to the hugs. I'm this whole no hugging and no handshakes is like, that's crap. I've got to get some handshakes and some hugs in, so the day will come.
Awesome. Well,
Oh,
happy travels, Arrow.
But before
Well,
you hang
thank
up,
you.
I did create a specific down and dirty email. It's get down and dirty, the number one, get down and dirty one at gmail.com. So you can always try that one too. And we will put that up on our page because our shows will be archived. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that, BBS. All
Yes,
right.
thank you, because someday I will be planting, and so someday I'll be able to get your archives. Is get down and dirty all spelled out like A-N-D also?
Yes. Yes.
The words. Okay, got it.
Yes.
Thank
Yep.
you.
You're welcome,
Yes,
dear.
blessings.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah, blessings.
All right,
Thank you.
we've got Joshua from line from Idaho on line three. I bet I know who that is.
Hi, Josh.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Thank you, Josh.
Great. Oh.
Josh is literally my next door neighbor, and we've known each other what for about 5 years. And he comes over and has tea a lot. My
Yeah.
dog Lily absolutely loves him. And hey, kudos to you, my friend, because I know that this isn't something you usually do is call in, but we appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to say you guys do a great job, and the other lady, I think that was a great idea too of doing like how-to videos. They also like on, I'm not real big on YouTube, but they have like this thing you can do of short clips or something like that. So
Yes.
that might be something too. I don't know. Just throwing it out there. But you ladies have done a great job.
Oh, thanks,
Thank
Josh.
you. Appreciate that.
You get extra cookies for that one.
Wait, that's what I was going for, really. I was hoping for more cookies.
So,
Yeah,
Vicky and
actually, the
I.
monster cookies she talked about, awesome.
Vicky has a Facebook page called Down and Dirty with Bo and Vic. I'm not on Facebook, but I have one of the same exact name on Instagram, Down and Dirty with Bo and Vic. And I've been posting a lot of different things, not just stuff about our show. So you could find us there as well. So if you we'll be posting updates on what we do, and you know there is always a possibility that we may come back to BBS. We love them very much. So anyways,
Thank
yeah.
you, Josh. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, you ladies are certainly welcome.
We will keep in touch with you. Well, easier for Bo to keep in touch with you, but I appreciate hearing all of the interactions that you guys share. That's very nice.
Hope to see you soon too, Vicky. And
Okay.
I was gonna say one thing about the weather is like that there are patterns, you know, and like
Of
the patterns
course.
are small, you know, like every year, and then there's bigger patterns, like every 10 years, or you know what I'm saying? Not
Oh,
necessarily
yeah.
exactly every 10 year, but like there's little patterns, bigger patterns, and even bigger patterns than those patterns. It kind of goes out and out like that, you know, so.
Yes,
Like
you are
a
absolutely right.
Fibonacci spiral.
Yes,
Yeah.
exactly like the Fibonacci.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, like I said in the beginning of the show, we've been trained to believe, to think that time is linear, but that is, I get some people will say it's a tool so they can, you know when to watch their TV shows and know when they have a dentist appointment. That's a linear time usage, and it can be useful. But in actuality, it's been proven scientifically that time is not linear. And we know that on a spiritual basis too.
Yes.
Round and round we go. Where we stop, dot, dot, dot. You have anything else to add, my
For
friend?
sure. No, I'm just gonna wait for the show to get over so I can get my cookies. That's all.
Well, thanks for calling, Josh. We'll move
Okay.
on to bye-bye. We'll move on to Beth from Seattle on line one. Hi, Beth.
Hi, friends.
Hi,
Hi,
gorgeous.
thank you for taking my call. I just want to hop on the gratitude train here. And thank you for both for your inspiration and showing up, because what you're offering is so incredibly valuable. And as Kelly was saying, not everyone grew up with the gift of these abilities, right? And so having people with so much experience who are inspired to share is really, really important. You were really eloquent, Vic, when we started something about how these abilities are part of getting our light back and connecting with the earth. And it's absolutely true. So
Yes,
thank you so
thank
much
you.
for your commitment. And I am so inspired
Oh,
about
good.
the idea. I'm so inspired about the vision of being able to offer classes and as Kelly was saying, the videos and how-tos on all of these amazing, or just all of your amazing creation. So much fun. So I'm like, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that's given us the jab we need, the good jab.
Good job. Just hearing your list, having both of you just say these are all the things that we love to do in the fall and winter when we're harvesting is so much fun. So
Yes. Good.
thank you.
Thank you.
And a reminder to people that if it's new for people to make things, that it's not hard to. There are such simple and fun things to make, even if you haven't grown them yet yourself. So
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, there's so many markets, and in Boise, you know, we don't have any outdoor markets anymore, but we've got some winter markets that go on inside, and you can still go and get really, really high quality organic food. And you know, we've got Whole Foods, we've got Co-op, we've got natural grocers, so you can still buy really good ingredients and just have fun experimenting, find recipes, and you know, you can do quite a lot with very little, which is also
exactly.
really inspiring for people that don't have a lot of money but really do want to give something meaningful and useful. I mean, what better thing than to give food and things from your heart, from your kitchen, with your hands, made with love and no labels, no barcodes. I mean, I love the idea of having all of those things gone, but yeah.
So here's another idea. If you know, some people just don't jive with being in the kitchen. They're not comfortable. They've never done it. I homeschool my granddaughter, which I've probably mentioned many times before,
Yes.
and we she's in another state, so we Zoom, and even on Zoom, I have been able to teach her how to hand sew. And what we made this week was I found some patterns on Etsy for forest friends. They're little animals. They're probably about 4 or 5 inches tall. And they're made out of felt, and then you just stuff them, and you can put a little ribbon on them, and I have mine hanging on my wreath on my front door. I mean, there's always things that you can do. I taught her how to crochet when I was with her once, and we tried to keep it up online. It's really difficult to show somebody how to do things like that, but you know, getting the kids interested in the things that Vicki and I talk about growing your own food, planting seeds. A lot of kids learn, oh, they'll plant a bean in school, like in first or second grade, and they really love to see that that, you know, that first green shoot come out of the earth. And then it's kind of lost as they get older, especially now with all the screen time and all that with a lot of kids. But there's so many things that you can also share with children that will help inspire you and grow that light within you for the inspiration to create. It's just all about creating. We are divine fractals
Absolutely.
of creator source, and as such,
Yes.
we are creators ourselves. And creation looks different. You can be a painter, you can be a welder, you could be a cook, you could bake things. Creation is just whatever floats your boat. What's your highest excitement? Like our friend Q said, follow your highest excitement and then you'll be in your light.
Exactly.
Okay,
And what?
so I love. Oh, go ahead.
No, I go, you're online, so go ahead.
I love, love, love the idea. I'm just going to call it your new YouTube channel, whatever you decide to do. I just see it. So I love, love, love the idea of having a parents and kids thread where you
Oh,
share all these
nice.
fun projects because it gets everybody involved. And anything that's fun for kids to make is fun for adults to make. And it's an easy way for parents to engage who maybe didn't grow up with the natural, those natural activities, those traditional activities. But even if we did, it's still really fun to have those reminders. And so I think that's a spectacular aspect.
That's a wonderful idea.
That reminds me of like forest schools or the Waldorf schools where they do a lot of
Yes.
activities outside in nature. Taking kids on
Exactly.
nature walks. Yeah. Oh, you just got my juices flowing, girlfriend.
I
Thank you.
know. I love that. I love that idea. I do. That's
Yep.
great.
It's an amazing it's an amazing idea. Yes. So yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're
Thank you.
amazing.
thank you. We're all amazing.
Well,
I'll get off so somebody else can jump on the gratitude train. I just
okay,
want to say,
thank
I want to
you.
say one more thing before you jump off, Beth, is Beth and I talked yesterday because she's one of our subscribers, and I tried to let as many people as I knew know that, you know, this would be our last show. So we hopped on the phone together, and Beth did grow up churning her own butter and all of those things. So, you know, I
Nice.
maybe you could be a guest on our new channel. Whatever we have.
That would be super fun. I'm also really good at the treasure hunt of how to connect with my gardening, food preserving roots when I live on a tiny little postage stamp lot in the city. And so, like one of my, I just like love looking for ideas every summer. So gleaning blackberries and making jam for my winter gift this year. I found a box of organic Gravenstein apples, which are unusual to find in the city. And that was the applesauce my grandma always made, and I love it. And so that's what people are going to get this year in my family is
Nice.
Gravenstein applesauce
Yay.
because it's a family thing. So the treasure hunt that you all were talking about that too. You don't have to know everything. You just like play with it and be creative.
Exactly.
I did not grow up. My birth mother, she died when I was 12, but she canned and she sewed and did things like that. And I watched her, but you know, she passed before she really could hand that over to me. My stepmother was Sicilian. She did can some things. She made jelly every once in a while. And I grew up in Southern California, and where we lived, there was a lot of black olive trees. She would get the black olives and bury them in salt because that draws out the bitterness. And then she made like a Kalamata olive. And so I did grow up with that little bit of like teasing, but basically I've taught myself how to do everything I know how to do just because I've wanted to be self-sufficient since I was a very young adult. And I love learning things. I love creating and doing things. You know, it's like when I started making the moisturizers and the salves, It's like, I wonder if I could do this. How do you do this? So I just did some research. But I am so happy to share everything that I know with all of y'all's. So we look forward with that to that.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, thank you both for all of your beautiful gifts and inspiration and love and light that you bring to us. And
Thank
here's
you,
to more
Beth.
moving forward. And
Oh,
thank
thank
you
you.
to BBS for creating this platform too.
Thanks.
Thank
Bye-bye.
you. Bye.
Bye.
Next, we have Nye from Oregon. Hi, Nye.
Hi.
How are you, dear?
Hello.
I'm very well. Am I can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you
Yes.
perfectly.
Okay. It's a little delay, so I'll be careful. I just was inspired to call and give my gratitude to you guys because I had a wonderful summer with your inspiration and in my own garden. And the feeling of gardening with just give it a try, no fear, see what happens. And it was beautiful. And I discovered so many things, even just at Thanksgiving when I was moving pieces that seemed to be dying away. I found a cauliflower. I said, "What were you doing here? I didn't know you were even here."
Oh, fun. How fun. The
My
garden
goodness, if I had known you were here.
would have taken better care of
So, what's that?
You would have taken better care of it and noticed it and flourished it.
I would have opened up more light and but in spite of all of my lack of knowledge, the
Oh,
cauliflower
cute.
survived all the rabbits and whatever else was out there eating things. And so it was wonderful to observe what do the animals really like eating, because they went through certain ones of my vegetables but left me many other beautiful things to eat. And so as Thanksgiving came about, I found things that were still alive, and I decided to. I had these big turban squash that grew in spite of my lack of knowledge. I mean, my goodness! And I wanted to give them to people and make something beautiful out of them. So I made a flower arrangements and drove them to some of my neighbors that I didn't know very well, but I just thought maybe they'd like an arrangement for Thanksgiving. And what I discovered was that there's such great joy in just spontaneously dropping something off to someone and their surprise and joy that it's coming out of nowhere. It's not a Christmas present, or it's not a, it's not a name. You can't name it as a holiday or a birthday or anything like that. It's just, here, I thought that you might enjoy this. And
That's
the women were overwhelmed because it was, this is from the garden and these are some flowers, blah, blah, blah. But so what I thought about in the season and thoughts of giving, it's so much of our inspiration. But when something's handmade, it has a different kind of energy, because as it's being created, you're thinking and sending your love into that actual creation, and you're encompassing yourself and then handing it off with love to another moment, which it gets to be shared and explored. And so I there's so much of that coming from the garden. So I thank you so much, because your confidence and open conversation about creating and growing, and that's really important for all of us, and I just want to thank you both for that.
Wow,
I
thank you,
really
Nye.
enjoy it.
Oh, that
Thank
really
you.
touches my heart. That really
It
does.
does. And everything you
Oh,
just said
thank you.
really is gratifying
Thank you.
when we do gift things that have a real meaning to not only the creator, but the person that they're selecting to give these things to. It's just such a wonderful connection. It just goes so deep. It just does. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be anyone in our immediate family or, that type of thing. But yeah, gifting, I mean, gifting energy, gifting time and love.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank
Yeah.
you.
Thank you guys. Thank you. Thank you.
No.
I can't wait to see more, or I hope to know how to experience more from both of you. If how I can find out in the future how to find out what you guys are up to. But
Okay, great. Thank you.
let me know, or maybe I'll have
Okay.
to drive up somewhere and drop off a bouquet so
Well, that'd be fun too.
Well,
Yeah.
you're kind of in the middle of both of us, because
Yes.
we Nye and I have messaged each other a couple times in the past, and yeah, I think you're kind of around, if I remember correctly. I don't want to tell everybody where you are, but you're kind of, it's probably about the same amount of drive to each one of us.
Yeah, it's inside of a gas tank's worth of range. So
There
I
you
think,
go. There you
yeah.
go. Well,
Yeah. Well,
I'm so happy that we could inspire you, and that's really been
thank you.
our goal, is to inspire people to do things that maybe they haven't ever done before. And thank you for the call, because that really warms my heart a lot. I actually got tears in my eyes and I got heart chills, as my friend Corinne would say.
Oh.
And I love
Oh.
you very
Well,
much.
there's,
Thank you for calling. We'll
yeah.
stay in touch.
Love you too. Okay. Much love to you guys. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, on that note, I want to give out my email address for people. We're just 10 minutes out from this show. It's VickiJisk. Vicky J. Fisk at gmail.com. And this is a great way for us to hear from people who want to stay in contact with us. And if you email me, then I've got your email. And then we can create a list of people who are interested in us fo and following us to our next adventure, because we want you all on board. It's so wonderful to hear from you all. Thank you so much for calling in.
I will give I've got quite a few emails. Again, I'll give you the down and dirty unofficial, I guess it's official now. It's getdownanddirty, the number one, at gmail.com, but you can directly email me at naturegirl. Let me spell that for you, because I had fat fingers when I was making that account. It's NATURRGIRL0379 at gmail.com. So it's nature girl, but the E turned into an R, so it's a double R. Nature with two R's, girl0379 at gmail.com.
Thank you. One thing I wanted to touch on this show was about solstice, and how we were talking, Bo and I were both discussing how many people actually really know how the Christmas season came about and what solstice really has been for eons of time, forever. If all these cycles within cycles, and the sun is coming back, it's heading north again. So I just had commented to Beau about how everyone puts lights out on their houses, on their trees, And why would that be such a big part of how, well, Americans and many, many other places celebrate Christmas? And how many people really know why the light is so important and how much we enjoy looking at these lights, colored, white, or any other? And so I don't know what the percentage is of people who really understand what the light coming back really represents, but by default, they're participating in that field of energy of celebrating the light coming back. And I love that idea that even if people don't really know or celebrate solstice or really understand the whole thing, they're all participating. And it does feed that field of energy of light coming back. So I just wanted to say that.
I'm just thinking about I have a string of white Christmas lights that I've put in my front window. I'm sitting in my front window right now. Well, not in the window, at my desk in the window. And I'm looking out at my pear tree, which is bare, and the nine bark shrub. I love them both so much. And I feed the birds, and they're just massive amount of small songbirds, and my white Christmas lights. And I just love sitting here. This is where I sit when I teach. And even in the summer, I love looking at my white lights. But especially this time of the year, I've got five salt lamps in my front room area, front room, kitchen, dining room. They're all attached to one. I've got one in my bedroom. And so I'm circled by this soft pink light, and then my Christmas lights, my white lights. And it's, some people would say, dark and dreary and raining outside. I just love the combination of the dark and the light, you know. But yeah, and we as light beings of light workers, some people would say, are growing our light. And you know, that's like I said earlier, the reason, one of the main reasons that we started this show. And it looks like we only have 3 minutes left, Vicki.
Yes, we do.
So again, we love you all, and we thank everyone, our guests, our listeners, our subscribers, and especially BBS Radio. And I'm not going to cry because we're just going on to something else new.
Yeah, we're just moving on like everybody else, moving on and creating another avenue where we can reach out, touch people. Do all the feel goods of sharing information, and yes, just be the light.
Be the light.
Just be the light. That's what we're here to do, is figure out the best way that we can offer that to the world. Thank you, everybody.
We love you all. Happy solstice, Merry Christmas, whatever you celebrate, and
Kwanzaa, Hanukkah.
we will see you soon, very, very soon. We love you.
Love you all. Bye.
Thanks, Thomas. You can cue the music.